Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. So much going on. I guess the big news of the day worldwide is peace talks in Geneva to try to find a way to end the war in Ukraine. We start there with CBS's Michael George.
While Russia keeps up its drone and missile attacks on Ukrainian cities, the Trump administration is touting progress on its peace proposal to end the war after holding what it called highly productive talks in Switzerland. Now, few specifics were given, but the original U.S. plan is seen as highly favorable to Russia. CBS's Bradley Blackburn joins us now with more. So the Trump 28-point plan would give Russia nearly everything that they want. Critics say that this basically rewards Russia for illegally invading Ukraine.
Right, Michael. And this is evolving even in the overnight hours. Just a short time ago, Germany's foreign minister weighed in, calling this plan a, quote, decisive success for Europeans. But the exact terms aren't public yet, and many are wondering how much Ukraine will have to concede to end a war Russia started.
The White House says talks between U.S. and Ukrainian officials in Geneva over the weekend have led to an updated and refined peace proposal to end Russia's war on Ukraine.
I think we made a tremendous amount of progress. There's still some work to be done.
Sources familiar say there are also discussions for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to possibly return to Washington this week, ahead of President Trump's Thanksgiving deadline for Ukraine's response to the peace plan. Though the president has hinted that date is not set in stone.
We'd like to get the peace.
Earlier Sunday, President Trump had claimed that the war in Ukraine wouldn't have happened, quote, with strong and proper U.S. and Ukrainian leadership, adding that Ukraine has expressed zero gratitude. Congressional Democrats have slammed the peace plan, which originally called for Ukraine to cede territory and shrink its military.
That is a very good deal for Russia. It is a horrible deal for Ukraine, for our allies, and even for our own national security.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is ramping up pressure on Venezuela, now officially designating a cartel it says is tied to leader Nicolas Maduro as a terror organization. The Air Force is also sharing images of B-52 bombers simulating a nighttime attack along the country's coast. This is a new CBS News poll shows that 70% of Americans oppose taking military action in Venezuela.
And today, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is expected to meet with U.S. service members in Puerto Rico and sailors at sea to thank them for their support of the mission near South America.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
It doesn't sound to me, Larry, I don't know what your thoughts are, but it doesn't sound to me like the Russians are going to be talked into doing anything about giving any territory back. And perhaps that's the way to end this. I don't know. But
well, if you're Ukraine, you go, wait a minute, and I understand, this country invaded our country, a sovereign country, and now we're supposed to cede land to them for murdering civilians.
And apparently, I have a story on this coming up at 6:30. We have another clip from Secretary of State Rubio. But Zelensky has expressed optimism after this round of talks in Geneva yesterday. So,
well, we're going toward 4 years of war, and they've been devastated. And there was a report last night about a missile attack targeted at, you know, a church. And, you know, this happens in every war.
Yeah.
And so how do you forgive that if you're one of the family members who survived?
You don't.
Countrymen.
You know, you don't give it.
And then on top of that, say, okay, well, you can take some of the land. I mean, we don't know how many people have been killed, both sides, Russian soldiers.
There's no way to know right now.
But it is significant, I can assure you that.
Realistically, there's just really no answer to this unless the Russians would do the right thing. And why would they do that? They've already broken all the rules and all the china in the shop. You know, the ties between Russia and Ukraine are very, very strong. I was watching over the weekend just a little blurb on the former Soviet dictator, Brezhnev. He was from Ukraine. A number of the top leaders in the Soviet hierarchy had roots in Ukraine. There's a very strong ties between the two countries. And, you know, it's, I guess that, I mean, how do you get the Russians to do the next right thing here? It doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Well, keep in mind, Vladimir Putin, who was a KGB agent, has slowly taken over. He's a full dictator at this point.
He wants to reassemble the Russian Empire.
The old Soviet Union. And they took Crimea without much of a world pushback, you know, except for condemning it, but they did it. So if you want the killing to stop, you know, it's a tough call. And the problem for the U.S. is we're the ones supplying the money and the weapons to continue to defend it. And so the United States government has leverage in this conversation for obvious reasons. And I think Trump was disappointed that Putin didn't stick to whatever it was they talked about when they met in Alaska face to face.
Oh, he's never going to. Vladimir Putin is probably, of all the world leaders right now, Vladimir Putin would have to be number one on my list of bad guys. A liar, a cheat, a murderer, has his opponents taken out. I mean, the stories that we've heard about, the poisonings and the, just horrible things.
At the Pittsburgh Speaker Series last Wednesday, I had dinner with the Vladimir Aramurza, who was poisoned twice, almost dead,
exactly.
Was in a coma, sentenced to 25 years for speaking out about the war in Ukraine in his native land. And it's very real. And to hear him tell the story is riveting, and how Putin came to power, and what he's asking of the United States is us to just stop helping Putin in some ways. And so I'm not sure where this is going, but hopefully there is some form to stop the killing.
Innocent
people.
And that may be the best way to do that, is to just get them to stop where they're at and lay down the arms and move on, right?
Yeah. And hopefully that happens. It is one of the original hits of the Beatles, Love Me Do. And the reason I'm sharing that now is because Pete Best is celebrating his 84th birthday. And many people may say, well, who is Pete Best? He was the drummer right before the Beatles became internationally famous. And he was, as they call it in England, sacked, which means fired, Aaron.
And that is so devastating. Do they say why? He just, he didn't meet what they wanted, like, level-wise?
Paul McCartney and John Lennon and George Harrison later said they regretted in the manner which they sacked him. Lennon admitted, we were cowards when we sacked him. We made Brian do it. Brian referenced to
Brian Epstein, right?
Yeah, who was their manager at the time. We weren't very good at telling Pete he had to go. Historically, it may look like we did something nasty to Pete, and it may have been that we could have handled it better. But on the other hand, they felt that Richard Starkey was a better drummer.
It was necessary, so.
Yeah. Mm. But after Pete Best was dismissed, Brian Epstein offered him a position as a drummer for the Mercy Beats, but he turned it down, feeling let down and depressed. He sat at home for weeks. not wanting to face anyone or answer questions about it. And then the band became world famous. And
so they did this. They parted with him before they became a thing.
Right before they hit it big. And so he later had his own band called the Pete Best Combo. And the reason you haven't heard about it is because no one else did either.
That makes me so sad. Oh, my goodness.
And he's still with us today. He's still referred to by many as the fifth Beatle. So, little interesting side note that we promised to follow up on. All right, the Oscars getting ready for a new category. For the first time in more than 20 years, the Academy announced that the 2026 ceremony will include an award for achievement in casting, bringing the total number of categories handed out on the live broadcast to 24. A stunt design award is also coming. Shortlist films will be announced December 16th and the final nominations on January 22nd. Do you ever?
I like that idea about giving an award for casting. That's a tricky job.
It is. I can't even imagine all the video submissions they get and live auditions.
You know, my brother Pat once dated a casting director, and it ended up getting my dad, who was a car salesman for 40 years, in the remake of Night of the Living Dead. My dad was a zombie burner. I'm like, what are we doing? Got him into 12 movies, including Striking Distance, as a Pittsburgh police officer seated next to Bruce Willis.
Oh, that's so cool. I watch the movie, I'll... You know, and isn't it funny when you're watching movies about Pittsburgh, it's like, and this is a perfect example, this movie, how they get from one street to the other, and there's no possible way it can happen.
And if you're a Pittsburgher, you're going...
Like a chase,
that's not happening.
Yeah. Right. You're going, ah.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's the Parkway. How'd they get down there? Yeah, so anyway, interesting story about that. My dad was in Hoffa and sat next to Danny DeVito, and you know, did you ever see the movie Hoffa?
Oh, I love that movie.
So who else was in it? Very famous actor, you know?
Well, Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
He was Hoffa, right?
My dad sits down next to Jack Nicholson, and he didn't know what to say, so he goes, Jack, I'm Ken. I said, Dad, what did Jack Nicholson say? He goes, he looked at me and he said, Hi, I'm Jack.
Yeah.
And what else did you talk about? He said nothing.
Yeah.
My dad played a dead guy in that movie where Linda Fiorentino stepped on him. And he came home, he had all this makeup on his face, and they didn't have a place to remove it. So he drove with a towel draped around his side of his head, and he came to the door and terrified my mother. This is all because of a casting director, so they should have a category.
That's a great story, Larry. I didn't know how it all happened.
Full disclosure, he had an opportunity for a couple of lines in a movie, and he was practicing around the breakfast table, and I happened to be there with my mother, and we, mom and I, started laughing at him, and he got really hacked off because it was like, "Hello, I'm Ken." I'm like, "Dad, you got to sound more natural." "Don't I sound natural?" "No, you don't." Anyway, a new Pew Research survey shows today's high school seniors are less interested in getting married, especially the ladies. 2023, 67% of seniors, that's high school seniors, said they think they'll get married someday, down from 80% in 1993, and now it's down to just 22%.
Ooh. Mm. I'm telling you, I think there's just so many factors, right? I don't know about you guys, but I am saturated with a bunch of younger couples. So on one hand, Instagram and social media has all these young couples. And on the other hand, young people are traveling and enjoying life and not seeing the value in starting a family and all of that.
As opposed to working to get to a place where you can travel when your legs don't work and as well and that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's an odd...
interesting time.
It is. And clearly, Paul, you decided not to go down that route either. So
I came close a couple times. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not, obviously not going to have a family at this point, but
only 22%.
Yeah.
Well, and I like how you know, Paul, often anyone who listens, we can count how many times you're like, "Yeah, I'm going to meet with a friend after work." You know, it's like you're still able to enjoy. You live in the city, right?
No, I live in Southern Butler County. I'm up in Cranberry, Adams Township.
Oh, okay,
up that way.
You did at one point.
Yeah, I used to live downtown when I first moved here, about 5 years.
He was a city slicker for a while.
I really liked that. I always wanted to do that. I'm glad I got to.
Right.
By the way, did you see what happened in Butler County this weekend? In Moraine State Park, you know where that is? Just
it's beautiful.
Off of 70,
I love going up there, yeah.
A guy bagged a 700-pound black bear.
My goodness. Imagine, I didn't hear about that until just now.
Just
you're on your bicycle up there or taking a little hike. You think, "Oh, I'm in Moraine State Park." Back to that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Of course, that was a grizzly. I'm Tom Stories, driving the news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. A typical week, a lot of people will be traveling, a lot of people will be off Thursday and Friday. Festivities continue into Monday, and that said, we think of people who need our help, and right now, that need is great. Joining us, Brian Gulish, a friend who's Vice President Marketing Communications, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. We went through this very challenging time with the shutdown for many, and now that has eased somewhat, curious, as we get ready for this Thanksgiving week, what is the demand and what has it been like this late fall heading to winter?
Yeah, so even with the federal aid resuming, you know, we are bracing for record demand throughout the rest of the year, the holiday season. And just to put that in perspective, over the last 2 weeks, we distributed or we pushed out more than 2 million pounds of food out of our warehouse, which prior to the week of November 10th, we had never pushed 1 million pounds of food out in 1 week. That week, we pushed out 1.2 million pounds of food. And then last week, the week of the 17th, another 1 million pounds of food. So the food is still going out. We're still seeing the demand. It's going to take time for, even though benefits are flowing again, it's going to take time for everybody to get back on their feet. And then again, particularly the seasonal pressures like the holidays and weather as well. So you have a heating costs now that are playing into effect. People have to make those difficult choices.
And clearly there are people who maybe have never reached out before doing just that now.
Yes, we've seen incredible call volume coming through, more foot traffic directly to our headquarters and our market on site in Duquesne and our entire pantry network. We've seen reports coming in of increased traffic across the board. So again, individuals who, for one reason or another, either they were unemployed due to the federal shutdown or benefits had stopped flowing, they'd seen a need for the first time in their own lives. And again, we're just trying to be the best mission-driven organization, open our doors, provide that sense of welcoming and dignity to individuals and families who need food.
Is there something special we need to know about this Thanksgiving week? I know a lot of organizations try to reach out and at least provide a meal for a day. You obviously provide millions of pounds of food and meals throughout the year. But I'm curious, this week, anything in addition we should be aware of?
Yeah, so many of our partners have special Thanksgiving meals. I know that a lot of our, for instance, Light of Life, I know they do the big event up there every Thanksgiving. But another big event that's going to happen tomorrow down at PNC Park, it's the 5th annual Berg Proud Thanksgiving distribution. That's when the Penguins, Pirates, and Steelers come together. They unite forces for one day, and we work with them and Giant Eagle to provide Thanksgiving turkeys and food to more than 300 families tomorrow.
So where do we need to go, and what time, Brian?
So that is 1:30 to 3:30. It'll be down at the cul-de-sac at Mazeroski Way, and you can line up down North Shore Drive. It is first come, first serve. And I know that the teams have prepared for more than 300. They'll have some gift cards available if you're able to receive that turkey or box of food that we'll be providing.
So we thank the Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, and Giant Eagle and the work you do. That's 1:30 to 3:30 right down there at PNC Park tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. And that said, I know you could use help anytime. So we ask the people if they can give to PittsburghFoodBank.org. And before you go, Brian, I want people who don't know how expansive the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, they think maybe only one place, but you have many, many satellite partners.
Yeah, so we serve 11 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania through more than 1,000 agency partners and programs. The one county that's not in our service area, Westmoreland, they actually have a standalone food bank that is also part of Feeding America, as are we, the Westmoreland Food Bank. So if you're in Westmoreland County listening, I encourage you to go to the Westmoreland County Food Bank website and find the resources there for that county as well.
Appreciate the work you guys do each and every day, Brian. Thank you, and I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Larry. Thanks.
Ryan Gulish, Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Again, that event tomorrow, the 5th annual, 1:30 to 3:30 at PNC Park tomorrow.
After meeting Sunday in Geneva with Ukrainian Representative Secretary of State Marco Rubio, called the discussions productive.
Obviously, this will ultimately have to be signed off of by our presidents, although I feel very comfortable about that happening, given the progress we've made. And then, obviously, there's the Russian side of the equation.
So the question is, will Vladimir Putin accept these terms? Obviously, that's the key.
And the terms are basically, if we understand it, no NATO joining for Ukraine. They're going to be asked to downsize their army, and the Russians will keep what they've taken.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Holiday week travel ramping up with the FAA preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years. Larry, the TSA expects to screen almost 18 million passengers. And we have winter weather coming that could impact major airports and also some interstates.
Yeah, they're talking about some places not here getting up to 18 inches of snow as part of this storm system that will affect millions of Americans this week.
And then why did the Steelers go for it on a fourth down yesterday instead of kicking a field goal?
That would have put them up by 17 points at that particular spot in the game.
Well, here's what the coach said.
Because if you can't make it on fourth down and one, man, oftentimes you don't deserve to win.
Well, you know, I mean, that call would be the kind of call you'd make if you were down like a touchdown or two, right?
Yeah, they got, well, to his point, they thought they could go up, you know, significantly at that stage of the game.
Well,
not getting that, the other factor was on the first drive of the game for the Steelers after the Bears went three and out, Mason Rudolph threw a pick. Now, it was a great athletic interception, so credit to the Bears, but they scored on that drive.
They
so
sure
they're
did.
Seven,
yep.
And then a strip sack fumble of Rudolph later led to another touchdown. So there's 14 points plus the missed opportunity for
right.
a field goal.
Yeah, they walked away from 3 points, and they lost by 3 points. What a coincidence.
So do the math. And now the Steelers have fell out of first place because Baltimore won. And they have a weak schedule.
They didn't look good either.
Their
offense is
good.
Not clicking very well, is it?
But they're still winning every week.
Mm-hmm.
And now, on paper, they have taken over first place in the AFC North. So the Steelers have to keep winning. And they've got a tall order with Buffalo Bills team coming here on Sunday, 4:25. So let's let the week reveal itself.
There's a Tomlinism that'll work here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.